Cinemagine Studios is proud to present this Audible podcast. Filmmaking, current events, weather, and more. This is the Cinemagine Podcast. Here is your host, Dalton Pope.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cinemagine Podcast. My name is Dalton Pope, and I do have a topic to discuss with you guys today. Actually, somebody that has listened to my very first test podcast actually gave me a really good idea to discuss with you today, and that is going to be about producing a film, whether it is between short films, a feature, or anywhere in between. So we've got a lot to discuss today. It won't be a super long episode, but I'm aiming for about the 15-20 minute mark. But before that, let's go ahead and talk about any updates that actually will be happening with Cinemagine Studios, and we will go from there.
Updates from Cinemagine Studios.
As far as updates coming up with Cinemagine Studios, by the time you are listening to this podcast, I will actually be in southwestern Virginia in Abington, helping with the disaster response for the company I'm contracted through, the Baptist General Association of Virginia. I will be over there filming and interviewing and capturing some video of the cleanup and repairing process through our disaster response team. And I'm hoping to get some very amazing footage and some very amazing testimonials of what is happening and what they are doing to help rebuild and basically revitalize Abington and everywhere in kind of that area from Hurricane Helene. So I will keep you guys up to date, and I will keep posting things on my Cinemagine Studios Facebook page if you guys are interested. As far as any other updates for Cinemagine Studios, I do not think there is any more left. I think we're pretty much good to go. And let's go ahead and get on to the topic of today, which is producing films. So let's get right into it.
Let's nerd out and talk film.
When you're producing a film, a lot is to be taken into consideration, right? For people that have never made a film before to people that have made a million films in the past, in the present, and who will make some in the future, producing is one of those very important things that you want to pay attention to when it comes to making a short film or a feature film, a music video, a interview, anything that is in the video and filmmaking vein. So let's go ahead and talk about some of the key points that, through my experience, has allowed me to be better at producing projects, producing films, and things I learned along the way and things you should remember as we go through. What goes into producing a film? We're going to go ahead and start with number one is story. So anybody can put money into anything, and anybody can grab any kind of camera and just go out and shoot something. But sadly, there's going to be an audience that just doesn't want to watch it because there's no story to it. Filmmaking is a storytelling medium. So you have to think about the story itself and what you are trying to capture with a camera or with audio, if you wanted to do a radio drama or anything like that. But you have to have an amazing story and a story that makes sense and it gets you excited. If you just go out and randomly shoot things, while that is fun and you try to create from that, you still have to through point a story to make that story come to life, right? Next thing we got to do is assets. What do you have at your disposal, right? Like, do you have a location that somebody says they'll allow you to use? Do you have specific props that kind of will cater to what story you want to put together? Let's say you have an old abandoned house. You probably don't want to make a rom-com where two people fall in love over an abandoned house. Unless if you want to, as long as the story is good, then I would go for that. But let's say you found in an abandoned house or somebody allows you to shoot in this abandoned house. Why not create a horror film? Why not create a thriller film? And if you have a magical prop that, let's say it's a monkey's paw, let's say it's a story about somebody breaking into an abandoned house and finding the monkey's paw and everything that ensues with that. Basically, find the assets that you have at your disposal, whether that be props, locations, talent, anything in that vein, and use that to your advantage. Write with what you can do, right? So if you're going to try to write a story about a car chase, but you don't have any cars, you can create a story, but there's really nothing you could do about producing that said film. So work within your means if you can, and then you know, you might just create something even better the next time and have a little bit of extra to put into it, whether somebody gives you an extra prop, a vehicle, a location, anything in that. So work within your means for your very first couple, or if you're just itching to make something for film, just look around, see what you have at your disposal, and see if you can craft a story from that. All right, I guess we need to go ahead and talk about it. One of the biggest things that you need to talk about when producing a film is the money, okay? Now, money is a very big conversation because depending on the money will depend on the project itself, right? Well, I hate when people say that because there's no amount of money that's going to ever depict how good quality something is. Now, of course, when you think about it logistically and technically, if somebody has a $1 million budget and they have all this expensive equipment and all this stuff, yes, it's going to look better and it may sound better, but is it ultimately a better film? It goes back to the idea of having a good story. If you don't have a good story, then no matter if you're shooting with a Red Dragon, an Arri Alexa Mini LF, a Sony Venice, any of the top branded cameras that Hollywood uses to this day, it doesn't matter, because if you can't capture the story with whatever piece of equipment you're using, then you're going to be shooting yourself in the foot going in. So now we've looked at our assets, we've got a story, and now we need to figure out a budget. Is this going to be something that you spend $0 on, right? Can you basically think about fundraising for this or crowdfunding? I've seen many a successful things happen through crowdfunding and fundraising. Do you have money put aside just for a rainy day that you want to make a rainy day movie? You know, the thing I'm trying to bring up in this point is you don't need a lot of money to shoot a good story. You don't need expensive equipment. You don't need the best locations in the world. And you don't need to max out your credit cards just to make something that, in reality, if it's a short film, may not make any money back, right? I mean, it's a passion project. Most passion projects are kind of money pits, right? You put as money into it, but you're probably never going to see that money return. So work within your means as budget. If you can shoot it for the least amount of budget as possible, that's always the goal. But if you need to throw some money into it, make sure you're spending the money in the right ways, right? You want to start thinking about spending the money for food, is if you're going to have a crew involved, which we'll get that to that in a second. You need to figure out about gas. If you're going to have talent come in from different areas, are you going to pay for their gas? Are you going to pay for a hotel if they're not going to stay with you or anywhere near you? There's just a lot of things to consider. And if you're a first-time filmmaker or a very new filmmaker starting out, I would not advise putting a lot of money to your very first or first few projects, really. The whole idea about shooting short films is to basically understand the process of how movies are made, from the writing to the planning to the shooting to the editing and to the final product. That is the main goal you want to say. And producing, while it does have its multiple stages, producing does not mean money as much as people think it does. Producing means to produce something, right? To make something. So if you're waiting on the, oh, I don't have enough money, I don't know if I'm going to be able to shoot this project, don't worry about shooting that project right now. If you have the money to shoot it, go for it. If you don't, then shoot a proof of concept. Shoot a little trailer for it. Gather people's interest and think, oh, if you guys saw this trailer and you liked it, would you like to see a further product of this? Use that to your advantage and don't try to overspend on your money, unless if you got some A-list or B-list actors and if you got expensive equipment and cast and crew. But you shouldn't have to worry about all that because you're just trying to tell a story, right? All right, so now, as we mentioned earlier, crew. Are you going to ask your friends to come help you? Are you going to pay them, or are they doing it out of the kindness of their heart? Are you bringing crew from out of town? Do you have your wife only in your house, or your girlfriend? Is that your only crew that you have? And even sometimes you might just be yourself. You don't need to have an extensive crew to shoot an amazing film, right? One example I can come up with is the Lights Out director, David F. Sandberg. He shot with his wife as the actor, and he did everything else. He shot it, he wrote it, he directed it, he edited it, everything, right? Took it to a film festival, boom, people loved it because of the story And boom, he got green light for a feature with the same name, Lights Out. You guys should definitely check out that movie. It is fantastic. He's gone on to do some amazing, amazing work in Hollywood. And he came from the DIY and independent filmmaking circuit like I think we mostly are right now. So, as far as crew, you don't need an extensive crew. If you got two hands, two legs, and an iPhone or an Android that shoots good video, that's all you really need. You got to capture the story with whatever you have, right? All right, next big thing, and not a lot of people think about this, is time. How much time do you have for this project? Is it something you can make in a day, a week, an hour? You got to really put into perspective, well, most Americans and most people that are doing this as kind of like a hobby or not their full career have to juggle their hours and work hours to find time to shoot these movies, right? Most of the time it's going to be on the weekends, and sometimes it'll be late nights whenever you have work in the morning, but you just want to get that one film shot. So think about it this way. If you're thinking about something that's going to take a long time, for example, if you write a short film that has 30 different locations and you're going to have to drive around the state to get to those locations, probably would not be the best thing to do unless if you have the finance, the money, the assets, and the story to support it, then I would say stick to one location, your apartment, your house, your friend's house, your neighbor's house, if you ask politely, your neighbor's yard, your yard. Think about things that are very walkable in nature near you and create a story based around that as well. Your asset might be, I have a big backyard. Okay, well, what kind of story can you tell with a big backyard? Can you talk about a coming of age story where you may have a child that really wants to be in front of the camera and you talk about growing up? Literally, location is going to be one of those things, but time. Find something that has minimal time, something that you can put together very quickly. And I actually challenge you guys. I'm going to set out a challenge on the time aspect. What I'm going to say is take 1 hour out of your day and shoot three shots. I want you to convey a story in three shots. And I think some people will know where this is coming from, but it's the Hitchcockian method in which three shots can tell a story depending on the order in which those clips are played. The famous example with Alfred Hitchcock is him looking off into the distance at the camera. He turns around. The second clip is a pretty woman dressed up in a very, very pretty dress. And she, you know, a lot of exposed parts and stuff, you know, not fully naked, but, you know, around that. And then we cut back to him and he smiles. So in the end, we tell the story that he's looking at this woman and he's a very dirty man, right? But now let's go ahead and take out that middle piece and let's go ahead and put in a picture of a baby that's laughing, right? So now it's him looking into the camera, a clip of a baby laughing, and then we cut back to the same clip as before of him smiling. Now we don't think perverted or we don't think a dirty man, right? We think of a happy grandpa or a happy person that sees babies because babies make you laugh, don't they? Even when they're like screaming loud, they make you laugh, they make you cry. So I challenge you, whoever listens this far into the podcast, I challenge you to shoot three clips and try to tell a story with those three clips. And I would like to see you guys kind of respond to it in the comments on the Facebook page. If you're listening to this on RSS or any kind of podcast platform, head over to Cinemagic Studios Facebook and try this challenge out. And I will pick my favorite for next week when we talk about our newest topic, and which is yet to be decided. So we have gone through the whole idea of putting a film together. We've got the story, you've got the assets, you've got the budget, you've got your crew, you figured out your time frame. So now you've made this movie. Now what? Most people will say, I'm going to upload it to YouTube. And that's perfectly fine. If our whole goal is to just get something on YouTube, then you are totally good. Throw it out on YouTube. People will come see it and, you know, like the video. You can post it onto your social media and everything and just say, hey, I made a video. Come check it out. It's so fun, right? Get a bunch of people come look at it. But if you're putting a little bit more of a bigger project together and putting a little money behind it, I think you need to start thinking about distribution and marketing. Now, this is something that we have recently learned this year, the team that I work with for Solitude. Distribution and marketing are some of the very important pieces in helping getting your film to make money and getting your film sold. Now, this is in regards to a feature-length film, so these are films that you can sell to people like distributors or aggregators, and you can make money off of them. Short films, you don't really see a lot of short films unless if it's branded or advertised through a different company or sponsored by Academy. I don't know what that is. Sponsored by a company, excuse me. And so distribution and marketing is going to be very important for you, because what is going to be your end goal? Do you want to get it onto a streaming platform? Do you want to put it straight to DVD? Do you want to put it on Facebook or YouTube? I think the biggest thing here is, where is this movie going to land after it is finished? And I think you should have that conversation with your crew and with your team prior to shooting, because you guys need to have a goal in mind. Everybody needs to have a goal to work for. I mean, most people think after the movie's finished and the movie's edited, whew, you just clap your hands together and you say, I'm done with this. But no, I mean, if you want more views on your project, you have to distribute it out there, right? And that also leads into the marketing of it. Are you just going to put it up there and hope people find it on YouTube or on Facebook? Are you going to take a picture and show like a behind the scenes picture and say, who's ready to see this movie? Are you going to pay a lot of money for AdSense and Facebook boosting posts to get a bunch of people to see it? And that way you can bring people to your page or to your personal account and watch these films. Marketing is super important to get eyes on the project, right? Or to the idea of the project before it's released. Example is with Solitude, we spent, I would say, 8-9 months working on a distribution and marketing strategy to get the most amount of views on it as we can before we got a DVD out or we get it to a distributor. And marketing takes a little bit of money, you know, and a little bit of time. So if you have quite a bit of money, you could boost those posts. You can get more people to see it. And maybe it's kind of like an ocean crashing on a beach. Sometimes the waves will come very far up on the beach and then recede back. And sometimes the ocean will barely trickle onto the sand. And that's kind of the same way about your viewership if you boost posts. Sometimes you're going to capture a lot of people's views and some of them are going to stick, right? And sometimes you're going to get very few views and nobody's going to stick around, right? That's why marketing is so important. You want to make sure you capture the interests of people to make sure that you keep them around to watch the project. And then if they like the project, then you will have them around for your next project and your next project. And soon you will be building a fan base. And once you build that fan base, you'll start being able to making more and more projects, bigger projects. And then finally, you'll start running that cog of starting as an amateur filmmaker or beginner filmmaker. You start learning through the processes, and soon you will reach that point where you are making big films and people are going to watch your material. And it all started from when you were in your house and you had a monkey's paw and a cell phone, and you started your journey there, and now look at where you have gotten to today. I would love to discuss the distribution and marketing strategies a little bit more in a different episode if you guys are interested, but that is a whole nother episode to discuss. But just a couple of examples. Like I mentioned earlier, Lights Out is a good one because he spent $0. He used his wife as his actress, and he did everything himself, and now he had a $5 million budget from Hollywood to go shoot this movie. It is insane, right? And another example is Whiplash. Damien Chazelle. He started out with a short, and yes, of course, he had $23,000, but I'm assuming he has shot many films. He had the story. He had the assets. He had apparently had the budget for $23,000. He had the crew, and he had the time. And look what he was able to make with that, a fully featured film that has made a ton of money back in the box office. Those are only two of the examples I'm going to give you in this podcast, but I'll leave a link in the description of this podcast or in the Facebook page below, and you guys can see specifically other directors and other films that started out as short films or small films or proofs of concepts, right? And that have basically bridged themselves into Hollywood professional, right? So let's go ahead and talk about things to take away from this podcast today. You do not need a lot of money or expensive gear to make a film. Most people say the bigger the budget, the more expensive the gear, the better the film. And to an extent, yes, you can make a film look better or sound better, but you can never make a film actually be better if you don't have the story. So don't worry about spending money on equipment or lights or anything like that, right? Think about the story itself, right? Think about crafting the story to the best it possibly can be. Character development, plot lines, synopses, right? Think about the basics beforehand. All right, the second thing, have a plan. The more you prepare and plan, the less problems you will encounter in the future, right? So you may have heard terms like shot list and storyboard and pre-production, and you're probably going, I've heard of those terms, but I really don't know what those mean. Again, another episode that needs to be happening, but over-prepare. If you think you are prepared enough, you are not prepared enough yet. Over-prepare. Have an answer for every possible question or every possible fire that could possibly come up in this whole planning process, right? Story. What if you go to shooting and you find a better way to tell the story? Are you going to stick with your original script, or are you going to jump on that and make the story change to make the film better? Do you run into another asset that you weren't expecting? And do you have what it takes to use that asset in the film to the best of its ability? Just a few examples for you. And finally, the big thing that I wished I would have been told when I was going through film school is, don't worry if your final product is terrible, okay? It's going to be terrible. It's inevitable. You can't make an amazing, killer, money-making film for your very first film. I don't think, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I've ever seen or heard of a filmmaker make a movie and make all of his money back and become a super successful director or DP or anything like that because they shot the most perfect film that they could. Please prove me wrong, but I hold up the fact to this day. It's all part of the process, okay? It's all about learning, failing, learning, failing, learning, succeeding. But after you succeed, how can you succeed better in the next project? And that will ultimately end up failure and then failing again. And soon, you're going to get so high off the pedestal that failures will get less and less and successes will get more and more. And that's when you will open up yourself to bigger and better projects, crew, gear, etc. So anyway, that is today's episode of Cinemagine Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening in today and joining. If you guys have any other questions, please feel free to let me know and message me privately on Facebook. But until then, guys, I really do appreciate you for listening in. And like I said, you don't have to share this or anything, but if you want to, all the better. So thank you guys so much again for tuning in. Let me know in the comments if you want to have a topic discussed for next week. And until then, I will see you guys in the next one.
Thank you for listening to the Cinemagine Podcast. Feel free to leave a comment about a topic you would like to discuss. See you next Friday.